removing any signage or wall decorations which might be considered offensive. Creating an open and transparent environment where staff and families are fully informed of their rights to lodge a grievance or raise a concern with the service provider and are provided with support if and when that occurs. Elizabeth Dow, the pioneer of anti-bias education in early education and care, proposes that you should remove most but not all culturally sensitive material. By removing all, you are creating a sterile environment. By leaving some examples as discussion pieces, you can use them as focal points for scaffolding learning extensions and discussion aids with families and children.